Ladies and gentlemen, coming next to the stage, we have a 7-time Moth Storytelling Champion. He will be on Fox next year as part of the new show APB. This is Mr. James Gordon.
If you're looking for a book of intrigue, you know, I always saw that like on TV shows and thought this shit was so lame when somebody did it, but it sounded pretty cool when I said it. You know, so I don't know. No lack of self-esteem on me, huh? This is my mystery book. The Warmest Winter is set here in Chicago. It's a murder mystery, actually, and I got copies. Make sure you grab a couple. Here we go.
Yeah.
The gate was pulled across. I shook the door violently and it wouldn't open. And the security guard yelled at me, "Hey, don't do that. It's closed." I found myself in a precarious situation of having to have to take a shit and nowhere to go. It all began innocently enough in Naperville. Now I know you're saying, what was your black ass doing in Naperville? There was a beautiful woman there, so I went to Naperville for a date. Figured I'd do something different. I didn't even drive there. I took the Metro, and the Metro is magnificent. Leaving Chicago outward. It's okay inside of Chicago, but it's magnificent. It's like the Lexus of trains leaving out. And I'm sitting there, and I'm chilling. And I meet the young lady. She picks me up. Well, okay, before she picks me up, a cop comes by and he says, "Hey, what are you doing?" And this is me. I'm standing. I'm waiting. I tell him, "I'm standing, waiting to get picked up." He said, "Is that all you're doing?" I said, "Yeah." He says, "Okay, well, if you're not moved any sooner, make sure you go about your business." I'm like, "Okay, officer, no problem." And he corrects me. "It's detective." I said, "Okay, dick, cool, no problem." I get picked up, we go to the date, we go to this bar. And of course, I'm a bar food eat dude. Wings or a big ass burger and fries or onion rings and a couple of beer. That's my thing. I love that shit. So we're there and she says, oh no, she's a bit of a snob. She says, "Oh, do we have to eat regular food like everyone else?" I'm like, "Okay, you know, she's kind of hot. I'm going to go along with this tonight." I'm like, so what do you suggest?" She said, "Let's try a vegetable platter." Take a look at me. I'm 233 pounds. It's meat and everything. No offense to any vegetarians or whatever, but it's not my shit. So they come with the vegetarian platter, and it's got the ranch dressing and all that. So we're eating, you know what I'm saying, drinking a little wine and what have you. It's cool. I'm like, okay, I'm not starving. That's cool. She said, okay, let's go to the next place. We go to the next place. We're walking down the street. We're holding hands. I'm like, wow, this is progressing really well. Shit. So we're walking down the street, and there's this place in Naperville called Le Chocolat. Now, I love a chocolate shake. I love a chocolate brownie, chocolate chip cookies. I love just chocolate. I'm a chocolate, bless you. I'm a chocolate addict. It's just my thing. She says, "Hey, let's go in here." So we go in, and I order this big-ass chocolate shake. It's got whipped cream and everything. It looks fucking delicious, right? She orders a nice sizable brownie, but she also orders these powdered strawberries. And if you've ever smelled warm chocolate, I mean, the smell just emanates and opens up your nostrils. And she's got a bowl of that, and she starts dipping the strawberries in the chocolate. And she's not just taking a bite and eating these like normal people would. She's taking the strawberries, and I swear, she's like fellatioing the strawberries. Gentlemen, let your mind wander for a minute if you can see what I'm talking about. So, like, there's the strawberry, and she bites into the strawberry, and it squirts the red little juice, and the powdered sugar is getting on her lips, and then she's taking the chocolate. And so she must can feel that it's on her lips, and her tongue magically comes out of her mouth and just wipes it off. And I'm sitting here. This is me. Like, shit. I mean, this is the first date. I can't. So she says, "What are you thinking?" I said, "You really don't want to know what I'm thinking. I can't tell you that." And so she says, "Hey, try a strawberry." Once again, she's fucking hot. I don't listen to my better judgment. I take the strawberry, dip it in. It is magnificent. Take a piece of the brownie. We finish up. We leave there. We go to the final place of the night. They're playing live music. Oh, my God. This band is magnificent. They're jamming away. Time elapses. It's close to 11:30 when my train is to come. We hug, kiss. She drops me at the train. I'm on my way. I'm like, wow, this is a great night. I'm riding on the Metro. We're texting back and forth. "Hey, it's good to see you. Good to meet you too. Bye, 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 bye." cool, let me know when you get home. I said, okay. I get to like Western and I feel the tinge. Gentlemen, you felt the tinge. And you say to yourself, okay, I can hold it. No problem. Cool. It's just number one. You know, I just got to piss. No problem. If it stops and there's nothing open, I can go in the alley, take care of it. I've done it. No problem. Boom. So riding along and the stop before Union Station, I feel the twinge and the shake. My ass is on fire and it's quivering, right? And I'm like, oh shit, no pun intended. And so the train stops, we're in Union Station, I jump off. I jump off and run to where the bathrooms were from early when I got on. The gate is pulled across because it's after 11 o'clock p.m. I go to the bathroom. I said, I know, I remember when the other bathrooms were. I run to that bathroom. I shake it violently, and the security guard says, hey, stop that. I'm like, man, I got to go to the bathroom. He says, it's closed. Are there any other bathrooms open? No, you're going to have to go somewhere else. I step outside Union Station. I see everything. Everything on downtown on a Thursday night is closed right in this circumference. You're probably thinking, well, there's more to downtown than right in front of Union Station. Well, guess what? I'm not going to make it there. Now, my ass is no longer shaking. My stomach is bubbling. Everything is just, and you can feel, like if you've ever had to pass gas, and you've done that, but then you feel the one that's really sort of wet. And you're scared that if you do that, then the rest of it will come out behind it. That's where I'm at right now. So I clench my butt cheeks real tight. And I start, I'm hopping, looking around. And in the distance, glowing, salvation is a porta potty right across by the parking garage. I run as fast as I can. That's a lie. I sort of, if you've ever seen The Hunchback of Notre Dame, I'm doing this. I'm going across because it's going to happen. If I run too fast, it's going to happen. I get there, I open up the porta potty, and oh, shit. It smelled like hell in that porta potty. A dozen construction workers must have ate like pork sandwiches and went in there and whatever. But I'm like, there's no other place for me to go. I take one deep breath, step inside, grab a bunch of tissue, put it across the seat, right? Because you can't just put your ass on the seat. I put it across the seat. I sit down. I pull my pants down. And as soon as I get them down, everything just goes whoosh. Famous rapper Ice Cube has a saying about coming out 10 pounds lighter. That was my gastric bypass doing that shit right there. I exhaled like a Terry McMillan novel. I sat there, sweat was all on my face. I had my glasses in my hand. I was like, whew. I got up, wiped my ass, of course, squirt the disinfectant, and tried to push the stuff down. And I see why it smelled, because it didn't work. I didn't give a shit. No pun intended. And left the porta potty. There is no more precarious situation than when you have to take a shit and can't find a place to do so. Thank God for porta potties. Thank you.
Gordon with a horrifying tale. Ladies and gentlemen, the bathrooms are right outside those two exit doors. Just look left or right, depending on which door you go out of. You'll see them. They work most